friends, my name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am so glad that you were able to join us today right here on Studio Classroom. Have you ever met a humble genius? Ah, you have you? What was his name? Well, today we are going to continue learning about a humble genius in a lesson titled Dr. Shitong Wu. Did I say that right, friends? I'm sure you probably said it better than I did. Well, let's continue getting to know this man who has made living easier for all of us who use smartphones. Here's a question that I would really like you to think about. What about Dr. Wu is humble? What about Dr. Wu is humble? Well, friends, open up your magazine and let's begin.
Dr. Shitong Wu. Feeling challenged by his research, Dr. Wu prayed for wisdom and experienced another miracle. Within 6 months, he overcame a technical barrier and discovered several new areas liquid crystals could be used in. This liquid crystal technology can be found in digital video projectors today. Another invention to his credit is the high resolution and high contrast displays used in Game Boy and Google Glass. This discovery paved the way to the foundation for the display technology that allows people to see their iPhones in sunlight.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 barrier 这个名词。Barrier 是指障碍、隔阂、关卡或者是拦阻。例如 the policy hopefully can remove the financial barrier for disadvantaged students to get a higher education. 这个政策希望能够除掉贫困学生获得高等教育的经济障碍。或者是 after weeks of training together, the racial barrier among the team members gradually disappeared. 经过几周一起训练之后，队员们之间种族的隔阂渐渐消失了。接下来我们看 digital 这个形容词，我们先看到这个字里面有 digit, D-I-G-I-T, 数位这个名词，例如 a three-digit number 是指一个三位数的数字，所以形容词 digital 是指数位化的。例如 digital recording technology was pretty immature back in the 80s, 80年代的时候的数位化录音的技术还非常的不成熟。或者是 digital cameras have replaced traditional cameras that use film. 数位相机已经取代了传统要使用胶卷的相机。
And also, could you please describe polarization and why it's important to LCD technology?
Yes. The natural light, like our fluorescent lamp or Edison lamp,they are emitting unpolarized light. Okay. Some devices, yes, they can also work with unpolarized light. However, we don't get a high contrast ratio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in order to get a high contrast ratio, then we need to add polarizers in order to get a linearly polarized light to come into liquid crystal device.So with the polarizers, then we get a very high contrast ratio. Well, why is so important on the high contrast ratio? If the contrast is not good, then the color will be not very saturated. So if we get, in order to get a beautiful image and beautiful color, saturated color, then we have to use a linearly polarized light for liquid crystal display.
Hello again, friends. Well, we just got to know Dr. Wu a little bit more in that little video. And I know there were some pretty difficult words, words like polarization for this liquid crystal display. Well, this is the kind of stuff that he studied, and became really good at. Now, of course, you might feel challenged when you are doing research, and I think that's exactly how Dr. Wu felt, right, Rebecca?
I think so. Actually, I know so, because our lesson says, feeling challenged by his research, Dr. Wu prayed for wisdom and experienced another miracle. Wait, hold on just a moment, Gabe. Uh-huh. So Dr. Wu actually prayed when he was feeling challenged.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good example for all of us.
So he prayed to God, right?
Well, yeah, actually Dr. Wu is a Christian, so he believes in God, and of course he believes that God can help him. And God can help all of us when we face challenges. Yes, Rebecca?
Well, Gabe, I find this next part really interesting because it says within 6 months, he overcame a technical barrier and discovered several new areas liquid crystals could be used in. And this all happened after he prayed.
Yes, exactly. So we learned about some miracles that happened in yesterday's lesson. And we read here about another miracle, overcoming a barrier. So, of course, he was able to discover some things that we use in our day-to-day lives with liquid crystal displays. This is just an example of the layers you might use in a TV. A modern TV screen has a lot of different layers, and that includes this liquid crystal display.
And so we read in our lesson, this liquid crystal technology can be found in digital video projectors today.
Mm-hmm.
Another invention, to his credit, is the high resolution and high contrast displays using Game Boy and Google Glass. But I really like that phrase, to his credit. That just means that someone is given the honor for something that they invented, right?
Exactly. Okay, so he's invented something. That means these things are to his credit. We know that he invented them. You could use this phrase in other ways. For example, the band U2 has 22 Grammy Awards to their credit. That means that we know this band, U2, has won 22 awards.
Let's see. Could you also say, J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Hobbit, right? Well, another book to his credit is The Lord of the Rings.
You're exactly right, Rebecca. Friends, yes. Think of some other way to use that phrase, to someone's credit. And we see a lot of big words here, right? Digital video projectors, high resolution and high contrast displays. These things were used in Game Boy and now in Google Glass. Well, Rebecca, I used to play Game Boy when I was a kid.
Hey, that makes two of us.
Really?
I used to play Game Boy too. I loved Game Boy. I would just sit there, play Super Mario.
For hours, right?
For hours.
I know. We had a lot of fun. Well, I didn't realize I had Dr. Wu to thank for this with Game Boy Color. Well, friends, we continue on here. This discovery paved the way to the foundation for the display technology that allows people to see their iPhones in sunlight. Let's take a look at this phrase, to pave the way. This means to be a preparation for something that's going to happen in the future.
Exactly, and there's so many different ways you can use this phrase. For example, George Washington Carver was a scientist, and he paved the way for agricultural research.
Well, friends, Dr. Wu has also paved the way for many things, and he's also won many awards. The guys have something to share about that in the information cloud.
Today, let's talk about two similar sounding words, award and reward. Not only do they sound alike, their meanings are similar, but the two words are very different.
Okay, first, award. When you hear the word award, you should think of a special prize like a trophy, medal, or plaque. An Oscar or a Nobel Prize are famous awards, and it's an honor to receive an award because it's usually not easy to earn one.
Right. The recipient of an award is often determined by a committee of judges. Okay, now let's look at rewards. Rewards are also recognitions, but They're a kind of acknowledgement of an individual's contributions. You can get a reward for making an effort. For example, if you found someone's cell phone on the street and turned it in to the police, you may be rewarded with some money.
Mm-hmm. Another difference between reward and award is that rewards are mostly private or personal affairs. Awards get publicized.
That's right. A reward can mean something positive, like a feeling of satisfaction you get out of something. A mother's reward after so many years of labor raising her child is seeing the child grow up and become successful.
Or you may feel rewarded when someone simply says thanks to you. There's a feel-good factor when one is rewarded. So friends, getting an award may not be easy, but you can easily get rewarded if you make a bit of effort to help others in your everyday life.
Award 跟 reward 这两个字要分清楚。 Award 是一个奖， 任何一个奖杯、奖牌、勋章都可以叫做 award。 诺贝尔奖、奥斯卡金像奖、 奥运的奖牌都是备受瞩目的 awards。 Reward 是一个比较广义的字， 它可以指 奖赏或是奖金。 你如果把人家遗失的手机送到警察局， 人家有可能给你一个reward来报答你。 Reward呢， 也可以指个人内心的满足感。 有时候听到别人的一声道谢， 就是一个reward， 就足以让你觉得你的付出是值得的。 有时候经过了辛苦的工作后， 你可以reward你自己， 犒赏自己一下。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Oh, hello friends! Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just playing on my phone. You know, have you ever looked at your phone and realized how easy it is to see the screen in sunlight? Did you know that we have Dr. Wu to thank for this? If it wasn't for Dr. Wu, well, it probably would still be very difficult to see your screen, well, your iPhone screen, in the sunlight. Talking about Dr. Wu, we have more to learn about him, so let's continue with our next reading.
Dr. Shi Cong Wu. In 2001, Wu entered the academic world at Creole University of Central Florida. There he continues to conduct research while influencing his students. His 82 plus patents, more than 480 journal articles, and 24 graduated PhD students are the fruit of his hard work. While his awards are many, his attitude is humble. He and his wife host a Bible study on Friday nights and constantly pray for their family members and students. He enjoys teaching Sunday school and studying the Bible. His brilliance and humility are a winning combination.
OK， 接下来我们看 academic 这个形容词。academic 是指学术的或者是学理的。例如 ，The professor is well respected for his academic achievement。 这位教授因为他的学术成就而备受尊重。或者是 ，The academic association was formed by the elite of the field。 这个学术协会是由这个领域的精英所组成的。academic 也指学业的。例如 ，academic performance 是指学业表现。 所以我们看 patent 这个名词，注意这里的 a 是发短音的 a， 念成 patent。 patent 是指专利或专利品。例如 ，the company files for a patent for their newly developed technology， 这家公司替他们新开发的技术申请了专利。或者是 patent 呢，也可以当动词。例如 The research team patented their invention in the U.S. 这研究团队在美国为他们的发明申请了专利。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. We read here that in 2001, Wu entered the academic world at Creole, University of Central Florida. And yeah, we've got a picture of here of the different people, some of the people that he has influenced while he was there. We see some numbers here in the next sentence, right, Rebecca?
Yes. Well, he continues his research while influencing his students, and we read his 82-plus patents, over 480 journal articles, and 24 graduated PhD students are the fruit of his hard work. The fruit of something. Is that like fruit you eat?
Rebecca, interesting. Yeah, obviously it came from the fruit that you eat, that the idea that you can plant something and it will produce fruit. All right, so this is the result or the product of your hard work. All right, these 24 graduated PhD students, 82 or maybe even more patents. This is just the fruit of his hard labor.
So, Gabe, I have a good example.
All right.
This book is the fruit of 10 years living abroad in Africa.
Very good. So someone spent many years living abroad in Africa and they wrote a book. This is the fruit of those years. Let's go down to the very end of our lesson here today. His brilliance and humility are a winning combination. That means this combination of brilliance and humility is very attractive. Maybe it's very charming. A lot of people like that about him.
Right, and so you can have a winning combination, a winning smile, or even a winning personality like my personality.
Yes, Rebecca. Well, Dr. Wu does have a winning personality, and I wonder what he says about English and the role of English in his success. Let's see now.
And the second question I'd like to ask you is, what role did your English ability play in your success, and how did you learn it?
Okay, that's a very important question, because we grew up with like a Mandarin Chinese or Taiwanese as our major or mother language. However, in this world, especially the scientific world, the major language is English. So that's why in this country we teach students to learn English starting from like elementary, sometimes or even younger. Okay. So since English is the major or official language worldwide, then it's important that we learn English in early stage so that we can write sound articles, especially when we do the graduate studies. Then we have to publish papers in English language. Moreover, in the all major conferences, the official language is also English. So learn a sound spoken language, English, is also very important to communicate with the worldwide eminent scientists.
So coming out of Nanto, and you studied at Taida, how did you learn your English to enable you to go to the States to study?
Yes. In school, of course, every stage we learn different level of English. Actually, when I was in Taiwan, my English wasn't too good. So, but I thank the studio classroom, English classroom, learning English from radio and also from classroom, or trying to find a friend or teacher to practice the oral language is also helpful.
Okay, so I think that's important for our students to remember, is that you need to find somebody to practice with. You can't just listen.
That makes a big difference.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us at Studio Classroom. It is an honor to have you here.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. What a cool lab.
Why, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you, sir.
Don't worry. I'm Dr. Xinzan Wu. What's your name?
I'm Jeffrey. I just wanted to see what an inventor's lab looks like.
Well, look around. This is where I invent my inventions.
Really? Like what?
Like liquid crystal technology.
What is that used for?
It's used in digital video projectors.
Wow, I love videos. Hey, I know what these are. A Game Boy and the Google Glass. Did you invent these too?
Not exactly, but I invented the high resolution and high contrast displays they use.
Wow, you're a genius.
You know what else I invented?
What?
Look at this.
What? You invented the iPhone?
No. But I invented the display technology that allows people to see their iPhones in sunlight.
Wow, that's amazing. Anything else you invented?
Actually, I have 82 patents in total, and I've written 480 journal articles.
Journal articles?
Yes. Would you like to read some of those?
Not really. I just want to see the fun stuff.
Oh. Okay.
We are talking about Dr. Shinseong Woo and his research with liquid crystals. Yesterday we talked about how he experienced two miracles on the same day. Today we see that at the beginning of his research, Dr. Woo felt quite challenged, so he prayed for wisdom and experienced another miracle. He overcame a technical barrier, and by doing this, he discovered new areas where liquid crystals could be used. This technology can be found in digital video projects today. And then the high resolution and high contrast displays that Game Boy and Google Glass use are his inventions. And you know how you can see your iPhone in sunlight? You can thank Dr. Woo. In 2001, the Woo family moved from California to Florida, where Dr. Woo joined the academic world at Creole at the University of Central Florida. Now he continues his research and teaches. And what does he have to show for all of his hard work? More than 82 patents, over 480 journal articles, and 24 PhD students who graduated under him. So he has many rewards, but his attitude is still very humble. Along with his wife, he hosts a Bible study every Friday night for his students, and he and his wife pray for them and their family members. Teaching Sunday school and studying the Bible are two of his favorite activities. This combination of brilliance and humility is a winning combination for sure.
Thank you, Linda. Well, we know that Dr. Woo is a brilliant man, mm-hmm. and what makes him humble?
Oh, Gabe, his attitude, of course.
That is true. Friends, thank you so much for learning with us today and learning from Dr. Woo. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.